Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Mysteriously Jointed. I am your host, Seal Jones. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the support around Mysteriously Jointed and why that it's had such a massive impact on finally breaking through my own barriers to push forward Mysteriously Jointed. I was out the other day at Target, just being myself, soaking up the lovely rays that Target has to offer, to find ribeyes for my best friend. Cook her a well meal, a really delicious meal every night, and I expand my cooking skills to showcase that I can cook. It's taken a long time. It took like 40 years. But when I talked to the lady there, I kind of explained to her why I was doing such things. She was interested in me. She sees me every day about every other couple of days and says, "Why are you so happy? What is going on? I want to know." And I gently explained to her about what I'm doing with my life. And it all came down to my family. And she understood that. And she's like, "That's all you need." So when I explained to my family like why I'm not pushing Mysteriously Jointed, why I'm not pushing Ash Friendly, why I'm not really getting myself out there, they were quiet about it. They didn't really say anything to me until I got fired. They all loved the money that I was making at this company, and I kind of slipped up, but I was like, all right. I was like, well, a little Louis on the veranda is never going to hurt anyone, but it hurt me and hurt my life and hurt my job. I loved where I worked, but my family never reached out and said, "We love the money, but it's killing you." And they never shared that with me until it was too late, until I was already gone. I somehow wish that they explained to me and like I could have looked at myself and said, "Oh, yeah, you're right. That's me. That's what's going on in my life." But they were too focused on protecting me and letting me know that it's okay, letting me know that the money isn't everything. You can always make more money, and I always knew that. But this is the first time I've made like great money. And I thought they would be all happy, but they were all sad. From my mom, my dad. Well, my face was the only one. My face is my cousin. He is the only one that was like, "Yeah, get that money. Yeah." And like, that's it. But he knows me as like from the wee child, the wee lad playing basketball with the cut. But Face doesn't know a lot of like, he's still learning about me and learning, understanding and in depth and details about who I am and what I do for this world and support and the things around it. And my family all knew that. Like, it was like, "You're giving it all to this company, but you're not giving it to yourself." And I said, "Huh?" But I think it still to this day baffles me that I thought they'd be happier with all the money that I was making and taking in. And they said, "Yeah, we do, but you're also living that college life, you know. Living on the vineyard was like collegey. It was 24 people, 30 people to one house, you know, sharing the room with six other people, college dorms. But I was saving so much money. I had no overhead." But they were like, "No, we don't. We understand that you can make money. Money has always come easy to you." I've never liked money, and they've all known that. I never chased after it. I chased after great leadership, great skills, to benefit my life, to benefit the people around me, to be the leader, to be the follower, to be the listener. Those are my tools in life to get me by. And I've used them over a period of time to fine-tune them constantly. And my family knows that. And to see all that being wasted on just a corporate business, it's like, why? Why can't you just do something else? But they never reached out. They never said that, like, "Oh, yeah, this is what you're gonna do." And now that I left, Now they've come and they've been honest with me saying that we support you now, more than ever. And I explained to them why I was so afraid. I don't want to be famous. I don't want to have lots of money. I don't want to be under the microscope. That's not who I am. But I have to. I have to be that light for everyone else. I have to keep giving out myself and my sunshine and who I am and what I do. Because everywhere I go, people say, I wish there was more people like you in the world. We need more people like you. And so I'm going to find them. And I'm going to like find them whether they're already here or whether they don't even know that they're like me. And we're going to bond together and we're going to create deeper, richer environments to make sure that the safety of humanity can just be pushed forward. Because as I said in my other two podcasts, it's all about environment. Environment, environment, environment. It's making sure that you have water, food, shelter, a safe place. And once those things are met, then the human can grow. Then we can see structure and build self-esteem and confidence and this, and that way they could not stop hurting themselves. But my parents knew that. My friends knew that. But they never shared that with me. I guess because they always knew how much I absolutely loved living where I was living. I did. To this day, I absolutely love it. There's no other place I'd would rather be. But that's living in fantasy world. I have to now go out and figure out this and be this light for people and figure out what I need to do. And when I went to my mom and dad first, and I said to them, like, this is my dilemma. And they were all about it. And then they came out with the negativity about you making great money, but we want you to be who you are and grow. And we want you to see, just spread those wings. And I said, all right, I'm ready. And then once I had everyone in line, I didn't even have to ask them. It was I just mentioned, like, I'm going to do Ash Friendly. Oh, we're behind you. We don't know what it is. We don't care. And that gets me all emotional. That all gets me just tied up because I've never had that support through my closest friends, knowing who I am for decades. And I miss a lot of my close friends. I do time to time, people who've created me along the way to build this. I wish I could share it with them, but they're so negative towards me, so hurtful. And from as much as I haven't seen Nicolicious in 2 days, about a decade and a half, 2 decades. Missed the guy, but I had to separate with my other friend. Decades from childhood, had to separate. My good dear friend Lang, and now I'm a friend now that I'm have to separate myself from this person named San Antonio. I have to go separate ways. She hurts me, and she hurts me, and she hurts me. And I have to deeply let go. And that's just, it's sad. It just hurts. And I wish there was another way around it, but there isn't. There's nothing that I can do. But what I can do is I can just keep growing to becoming the best person that I can be and truly, deeply love myself. And when anyone, or if anyone gets to that point of life, if your family supports you, if the friends support you, go towards that direction. Because now you have a solid foundation around you for when you slip and when you're attacked and when you people come after you and they hurt you and they design ways to manipulate your surroundings. Your family and your base will stay with you. They know that they're the reasons why you got to this point. They know they are the deep reasons why you are here. It may have not even been your choice, but when the world asks you, when a spiritual high being asks you to do something, this is what I need you to do for me. We have to answer that call. And it's a tough one, especially doing things you never thought you wanted to do, and going places you never wanted to. Trust me, if I could just stay in my place and just stay in my life and, just be there with Ashbo and Sir Pounce and Black Diamond, I would. Just making them breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. I would. But I can't. I mean, I could make the decision to do that, but the universe and the world want me to do different things. I've run out of time. I have to keep in time for my cousin Face because he gets mad at me if I go over 10 minutes. I'm a talker and I've already gone over 10 minutes. Stay in the rules of life. Stay in the rule. Life will get better. So that's where I'm at. Thank you for listening once yet again to why mysteriously jointed and why now. Thank you for the support from my friends, my family, the listeners, wherever you are in the world. If you could love yourself a little bit more today, then the world would be a safer place. I love you all. Take care.